Having a hard time figuring out which stream or career to choose? Don't worry, as you're not the only one undergoing such a situation. If I give you my example, I was clueless after class 12th on what course to opt for. Very confused, as people said science students should take engineering only, and I had the option of going for commerce, being from a business family. And people around me were filling up as many forms as they could get their hands on, and out of nervousness, I also was inclined to do the same. Generally, we spend a lot of time of worrying what we want from our life, and such situations actually paralyze us. We are surrounded by negativity and we fear to explore new avenues. Gone are those days when there were a few handful of careers. Today, my friends, there are more than 250 careers to be explored, even in India. But only a few people are aware about them or make an effort to find about them. Even if you know the career options, you need to understand how you can map those career options to your personality, to your interest, to your aptitude. That is, being self-aware about yourself. So a matching between career awareness and self-awareness, both has to be done so that you can choose the right career. In this podcast, I'm going to share a few approaches you need to inculcate in your life to unravel the puzzle of career confusion. So please take notes and be ready to tune in. Hi students and parents. Welcome to this episode of Career Vision Podcast. This is Akshay Jalan, working as Senior Project Manager at IIT Bombay for more than a decade. And I work as a career visionary coach, empowering students to get a vision for their career in terms of discovering their career and growing in their career. I'm on a mission to help 100,000 students systematically and scientifically achieve clarity in their career paths through the Career Vision model. In today's podcast, I'm going to give you some golden nuggets of how to march towards career clarity as a student. So as we begin, I request you to listen carefully, take down pointers, and reflect on your child's life at how you could apply it there. So, the first point is, don't confuse your interest with passion. People often confuse between their passion and interest. Although one complements the other, there is a difference between the two. Now, there can be millions of things that interest you, but once you start doing them on a regular basis, they may bore you later. Passion, on the other hand, cultivates some interest and drives you to create a niche for yourself. When you are passionate about something, you don't procrastinate to work towards it, nor do you leave it halfway. So it is very important to not only have an interest in a particular field, but also to feel passionate towards it in order to succeed in it. For example, Rakesh, he wanted to become a guitarist and he enrolled himself into guitar classes. But after playing the instrument for a few days, he feels that he wants to learn some other instrument. So this is how interest differs from passion. Being interested in something at a point of time can bore you once you learn more about it. On the other hand, if you are passionate about something, keeps you going and working towards it. You become an expert and not leave it midway. So first point is to understand your passion. Second is, think what makes you happy. Our interests are often influenced by peer pressure or parental pressure. Just because your friends are open to a stream or applying for some job or going for a particular course doesn't necessarily mean you need to do the same thing. If that excites you, you can explore it. But you need to understand that you are different and unique. You should figure out where your heart lies instead of being a part of the rat race. Now the question is, how do you do that? So basically, you need to understand about your personality or interest and aptitude. Personality in the sense of who you are. Aptitude is what you're good at. And interest is what you love doing. Sometimes people feel that interest is the only important thing. But it's a combination of all these three things. Just like when we make halwa at home, we need to have sugar, we need to have flour, we need to have ghee. It is not dependent on one ingredient. Similarly, career is not dependent on Like aptitude alone, if you get good marks, go for science. No, it depends on your aptitude, your personality, your interest. Aptitude, what you're good at, personality, who you are, and interest is what you love doing. Also, you need to understand that why it's important to think what you make happy, what makes you happy, is because you're going to spend most of your life being at your job. You know, like 8 hours, 5 days a week, that is minimum. If that doesn't make you happy, you will end up feeling incompetent, frustrated, and unproductive. On the other hand, loving your work will actually make you better at it and leaving you with a feeling of satisfaction. So it is important to pick a career that you are made for and would like to pursue, not that is for anyone else. 1/3 of professionals in India today are sleepwalking. Sleepwalking means that they do not want to go or work in that particular role or job that they are doing, because that doesn't resonate with their personality, interest, and aptitude. Maybe they're good at it, but they don't like doing it. Maybe they like doing it, but you know they're not able to generate enough results with that. So considering all these things, it's important to understand that you know, we need to pick a career that you're made for and would like to pursue, not anyone else's. Okay? And given this point, I would like to mention that if you know, this podcast is inspiring you and you would like to get a free PDF guide to understand what are the 6 steps that could help you choose your career, I would request you to go to my webpage on jakshay.com, jakshay.com, and download the free PDF guide from there, jakshay.com. So the 3rd point, my friends, is explore career opportunities. Once you know where your heart lies, it's time you start shortlisting various fields and dream colleges. Go ahead and explore what courses would you like to study, their curriculum, and opportunities after them. Try to find organizations that might hire you as an intern or a volunteer for their work. It would give you real-time knowledge about a field as well as valuable experiences. Now, exploring doesn't mean you start having unrealistic expectations and reject anything that comes your way. It means that you explore and understand different options so that you can ultimately find the right chord, which balances your gut feeling and your head, because the choices you make today will decide whether you will be able to make it or break it. Okay? So that is the 3rd point. And the 4th point, which I would like to mention, is very important, is go the scientific way. Because human bias, like, you know, what we feel, can have a long-lasting effect on your career choice. So your parents may have thought of a career that they feel is right for you. You also have something in mind. Your uncle, aunt is saying something. But if you don't have the right set of skills and the right kind of temperament for such a career, in terms of understanding your personality, interest, or aptitude is aligned with that or not. So it's important that you go for a scientific method. Scientific method is a psychometric test or a career assessment test. So we at Career Vision Hub, we provide a psychometric test that helps you understand what is the best career options for you, understanding your personality, interests, and aptitude through scientific tools. And also we present a career dashboard that helps you explore more than 550 plus career options, both professional and vocational. So why this is important? Because psychometric tests, no individuals are the same. And no single factor is solely responsible for one's career selection. We need to take different multiple career options in mind. So I hope that, you know, like what we discussed in this podcast, these 4 points that I mentioned, that don't confuse your interest with passion, number one. Second is think what makes you happy. Explore career opportunities and then go the scientific way. I hope that this helps you in moving towards career clarity further. So thank you very much. This is Akshay Jalan signing off. See you more in the upcoming episodes and wish you all the best on your career journey. You can send an email to admin@jakshay.com, admin@jakshay, jakshay.com, in case you have any queries or looking for a consultation. So thank you. This is Akshay Jalan signing off. Take care. All the best.